Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank White. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The DH, Gale Hopkins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Little. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gritch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coggins. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with little covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Hendricks moves to second. Norm Angelini now pitching. Paul Blair pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Hendricks moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Merv Rettenmund pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Gene Garber now pitching. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Merv Rettenmund. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Terry Crowley now playing right field. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. White steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Otis reaches second base with a double. White scores. Rojas moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Grant Jackson now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Royals. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Earl Williams. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is walked intentionally. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Cabell scores. Baylor moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's Royals, 3, Orioles, 3. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Robinson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Doug Bird now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Hendricks scores. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.